Welcome to today's Wrench Cap Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Meteorologist Roger Predrasik with the National Weather Service joins us to continue our coverage of Severe Weather Awareness Week. He's here to talk about the different elements of severe weather that the National Weather Service tracks during the spring and the difference between a watch and a warning. Well, this week is Severe Weather Awareness Week here across the state of Iowa as we get set for what is perhaps the busiest time of year for meteorologists as severe weather comes in all sorts of shapes and forms. And the first question I'm going to ask you when it comes to severe weather are the different types of severe weather and the warnings they trigger, because it's not just tornadoes and it's not just severe thunderstorms. There's a lot of different things that go into making warnings and watches. And could you explain to our listeners some of the differences between the types of storms and watches and warnings?
The three main ones that we issue for convective season is your severe thunderstorm warning, tornado warning, and a flash flood warning. And prior to issuing those, we'll either issue some sort of watch, and that's the watches are generally issued anywhere from 4 to 8 hours in advance of prior to any type of storm moving into your area. When a watch is issued, that's when you kind of want to prepare yourself and your family as far as, okay, I need to be weather aware for this afternoon and evening in the case of any kind of severe weather coming into my town. And then when we issue a warning, that's when you need to take action immediately, and that's when you need to get to a safe place, you know, in your basement, underneath your stairwell, that type of thing.
And you already mentioned all three of them, but if you wanted to go ahead and describe a little bit in detail about each one when it comes to the difference between a tornado warning and watch versus a severe thunderstorm warning and watch and a flash flood warning and watch, because technically speaking, probably be a worst case scenario, but all three could be issued at the same time because they work with different aspects of weather and different aspects of severe thunderstorms.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, when we issue the tornado warning, actually, you know, hey, we're expecting a tornado, or there's actually a report of a tornado on the ground. And, you know, a severe thunderstorm warning, that's when we're expecting large hail of at least 1 inch in diameter or greater, or wind speeds in excess of 58 miles per hour. So that's the criteria for a severe thunderstorm warning. Now, when you issue that tornado warning, you know, we'll also mention there's also possibility of large hail and damaging winds with that tornado warning as well. So, and then your flash flood warning, that's it's kind of a different beast. That, you know, those are generally issued anywhere from up to 6 hours. So, you know, flash floods definitely, you know, could last a little bit longer than your typical tornadoes. So when we issue the flash flood warning, there's definitely an imminent threat for flash flooding in your warned area. So typically we're looking at low-lying areas, poor drainage areas, you know, particularly in urban areas where places have been affected by flash flooding in the past. So, and you know, flash flooding, it only takes a few inches of water to really kind of sweep you off your feet, and it takes, you know, 2 feet of fast flowing water to, you know, sweep a car down the stream. So we don't encourage anybody to drive into any kind of water over roadways.
We've relied on you for years as a part of our live severe weather action team coverage. We go on the air and give localized information through your warnings and through your information. Talk about what it means to have a partnership with stations like KNIA, KRLS, to disseminate that information. Obviously, there's a lot of choices you have, and we're happy that you pick us as one of your partners, and we're certainly glad to have you on board with us. So just tell us a little bit about that relationship you have with KNIA, KRLS, and stations like ours.
Yeah, radio stations are extremely vital to our mission in protecting life and property. When we issue those tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings, you know, they're the ones that kind of on the front lines as far as putting out that EAS system, you know, the real annoying sound. So, but it's a great relationship to have with these local media outlets, and so because not everybody has, you know, cable TV or no radio, that type of thing to you know, get those warnings.
That concludes today's Wrench Cap Village. Let's talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA and KRLS.